Dr. Vikram Mancharamani is a Republican, first newsmaker joining us live, GMI Studios. He's running for the U.S. Senate, and he used to be one of our regular analysts. Now he's running in the U.S. Senate race, and of course, Don Bolduc, Kevin Smith, Chuck Moore, Senate President, Dr. Vic, and who knows, maybe Wendy Stone Long, and who knows. Good morning, Dr. Vic.
Good morning, Jack. How you doing today?
Good. How have you been?
I am great. Like you guys talking about earlier, the sun makes it a happy day, so it's a good day.
Well, you jumped into this race. I'm not saying it's late because people are, you know, we're still months away from the primary. But again, what are the reasons why you felt compelled to jump into the race? You have a fascinating background. You teach down at Harvard. You've taught at Yale, MIT background, entrepreneur. You do a lot of business things, but you teach down at Harvard, I think, in the engineering side. But tell us a little bit about why you're running again.
Yeah, Jack, look, thanks for asking again. The reality is I never thought I would run. I'm a business guy, not a politician. I've never been active in politics, but like, you know, a lot of people, I'm sort of frustrated with where we are in the world. And, you know, look, I'm the son of two working class immigrants that came here in search of a better life. They fled violence. They fled economic hardship. And I have lived a life that's given me tons of opportunities. I wonder whether my son's going to have that same set of opportunities. I wonder if our children, our grandkids are going to have that. And so I want to work to restore that.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Vic. We had Senator Maggie Hassan on the show the day before yesterday, I believe, talking about the leak from the Supreme Court on Roe v. Wade from Justice Alito's opinion. But I asked her about the Senate field because I had asked Governor Sununu the Friday before. Republican GOP Senate field. One of you will be the nominee to run against her in the general election. Senator Maggie Hassan, the Democrat incumbent. She's outraising the field by almost a 10 times margin. But I asked her about the field in particular because Corey Lewandowski, who's a confidant of former President Trump, is talking about Wendy Stone Long, who may jump into this race. She called into the show last Friday after Governor Sununu called her a carpetbagger from New York. But this is what Maggie Hassan had to say about the field, and I think she was referencing you as well. Let's have a listen.
I think it's kind of interesting that just about every day it seems like there's another person kind of moving to New Hampshire or deciding to use New Hampshire as a launching pad for their Senate career. My job is to represent the people of New Hampshire, and I have won tough races before.
What's your reaction to Senator Hassan?
You know, first of all, Jack, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it is absolutely, it's offensive. I moved up here for one reason. I moved up here because we have a daughter with special needs and we wanted to get a little more control over her education. We love the New Hampshire live free or die spirit. We've had property up here for years. Frankly, it was the New England Disabled Sports Program on the side of Loon Mountain that attracted my family back up here to be up here full time. And, you know, so that's why I moved up here. I had no ambitions to run for office at all. And, you know, it's really, frankly, her policies and those of some of the Democrats that led me to get so agitated by where we are. I said, I got to step in to help, at least try to move the ball forward here.
As a Senate candidate, we saw in our own poll, our Vets Count poll the other day, that this abortion issue now is magnified. And we haven't seen a vote yet by the Supreme Court, but assuming we know the leaked memo is legitimate, but we don't know how the court will vote. But assuming they do decide to basically, even if it's not, it's, you know, I don't want to dissect the vote, but it would nullify Roe v. Wade and turn it over to a state's issue. And Democrats have been calling New Hampshire's recently passed law or about to be signed or whatever, where the status that the Republican legislature and Governor Sununu are passing, where it bans abortions in the last trimester after 24 weeks. They're calling that the Sununu abortion ban. So abortion seems to be a hot button issue. What's your reaction? Do you think the Supreme Court should send the abortion issue back to the states, basically overturning over Roe versus Wade in this decision coming up in June or not? Where are you at on that?
Yeah, Jack, look, the Supreme Court's going to do what they will do. I am, you know, if you look at the topic of abortion and you take a commonsensical sort of, you know, a distant non-political perspective, I think most people would agree that a late-term abortion, partial birth abortion, third trimester abortion is not acceptable. I don't know many people that actually think that's worth pursuing. And that is where Maggie and some of the Democrats are. So, you know, what the Supreme Court should do or will do, you know, I'm not going to comment on what they're going to do. We'll let them run their course of actions. I think I am disturbed by the leak, and that's a whole other issue.
Right.
But I think the third term, I think that's a third trimester. I don't know a lot of people that really support the ability to have an abortion during the third trimester.
Let me ask you this, Connor, before I let you go. Dr. Vikram Mancharamani, Republican U.S. Senate candidate. Inflation, highest interest rate yesterday by the Fed in 22 years. Inflation is not going away. Is this going to be a big issue in the midterm elections, or will be issues like abortion in your mind in November?
No, well, they're both going to be issues, but let me tell you, inflation's not going away. And it's real, and it's being caused by Democratic spending policies. It's being caused by, of course, some supply chain disruptions, et cetera. And your comment that the interest rate's being raised by 50 basis points is a big deal. I think it's a gigantic deal, because think about the percentage by which we've raised rates.
Right.
This is going to have a huge impact on the ability for new buyers of homes to step in and finance a home. And so what does that mean? That means real estate's probably under pressure. It's going to flow through to other asset markets. So this is going to have economic pain on working class families and others trying to purchase homes and assets, et cetera. So no, this is a big deal. I think this is going to continue to be a top issue. Economic prosperity is something we should seek to support and not get in the way of. All right. Especially for working class families.
Dr. Vic, thanks for the time this morning on Good Morning New Hampshire GMI Studios. Thank you. The Pulse of an H. Thank you, Dr. Vic.
Great. Thanks, Jack.